The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, Holy Spirit, our Keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all that's present here today. We thank God for you, and we want to recommend you that you feel the Spirit of Christ and give heed to what the Spirit of God says to you. If you hold back, then God going to hold back Himself. But if you come forth and giving God the praise and glory and honor that's deserving to Him, then He's going to hear your cry, come to your rescue. And I thank God today for that. And I pray that according to God's word, that it will be in you, through you, and by you. That you receive it inside of you, then you destroy it, take it out beyond you, and tell other people about the goodness of God. And then they're going to catch on. Don't push them. They're going to catch on. And when they catch on, they're going to shout too. See, you can't tell me to shout. I got to shout when the Spirit of God moved me to shout. Yeah. Yeah. Then when you do that, you obey in the Spirit of God, and the Lord is going to be with you. He said, never leave you, never forsake you. And He can't lie. He cannot lie. So I thank God for that today, that everything He said, He completes it. And He lives inside of us. So when we walk upright before God, we're walking in His will.
Yes, sir.
And if we walk in His will, then He say, whatever you ask me, I'll do it for you. And we got to trust God and rely on His word, because His word is the only thing that keeps us alive today. We thank God for all of you today. We come look at a few verses of scriptures from Ephesians, very first chapter of Ephesians. And the scripture says this: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as He have chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us acceptable in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace, wherein He have abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. You may be seated.
Yes, Lord.
A prepared will to come, even before the foundation of the world, Jesus had already made restoration to bring us back to the Father.
Yes, sir.
He knew that we was going to walk off course.
Yes, sir.
And He knew that He already had predestined us to come back to Jesus. And the only way that all the apostles and prophets couldn't do it, it had to be Jesus Christ. And if Jesus couldn't do it, it couldn't be did.
That's right.
That's why the Bible tells us if we don't accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you can't be saved. You got to accept Jesus as Lord. I don't care what you believe in.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in Jesus, you can't be saved. In our scripture today, and I like to relate to myself first, the Bible say Paul. But Paul is sleeping in his grave waiting on Christ to come back and get him up.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel Smith still here.
Yes, sir.
An apostle of Jesus Christ. I am called a bishop, a pastor, a prophet, an apostle.
Yes, sir.
I'm not deviating from the word at all. An apostle of Jesus Christ. God made me what I am today. God made me who I am today. And through Christ, by the will of Father, the Father caused me to be where I am today. He called me, sanctified me, and being kept, and I'm being kept by Him. And I must walk in his will. I must talk by his word. And if I do that, I'm pleasing God. And he said, if you be what I want you to be, then you can relate to the saints, which are in Alexandria, Louisiana. At New Sky Island Baptist Church. They'll be able to hear you, but you got to first walk upright before them. If you don't walk upright before them, they're going to not hear you. And you're going to be as sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. But we got to trust God for what his word said. We don't lean to what we feel. Our feeling will get us in trouble. You got to go by what the word say. If you go by what the word say, you're going to be kept by the word and by the spirit of the word. This is what Jesus wants us to know in this day. And he said to all them, and the faithful ones that Christ, not just Scott Island, not just in the community, but everybody that believes Jesus Christ, the words of God is to you. It sanctifies you. The sanctification means set apart to serve. If God has set you apart to serve him, then we need to serve him. I don't need nobody running behind me until my rib needs to straighten up. That's crazy. And the one said it's crazy. The Spirit of God lives inside of me, and it's going to automatically straighten me up. If I've been born of the water and of the Spirit, the Spirit is going to speak to me and say, straighten up.
That's right.
You need to live a little more to the right, a little more to the left.
That's
you need to straighten up. And I ain't got to pray to straighten up. I've been already saying, I just got to step back in line. God ain't going to save you but one time.
Amen.
Then between life and death, it's your journey. If you don't stay on the right road to straight and narrow, pray, then God got a place for you. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I know what I'm saying. If you can't walk on the straight and narrow path, God got a place for you. He promised that through blood covenant. So we have to be very particular today in our doing thing. I look at the word apostle. That's a person personally commissioned by Christ to represent him. An apostle. It's an honor to be an apostle, to be a bishop, to be a pastor. That's a joy. Do you realize what you're doing when you're a pastor, a bishop? What you're presiding over people with all types of spirits in them. And you got to walk upright and teach them the word of God and not force anything on them, teaching the word of God. And when they receive the word, it's going to quicken them.
Amen.
We was all one time in the world. And we heard the word. And the word quickened us. And we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now watch this. Old things passed away. Now all things has what? Become new now in my life. And say the faithful ones in Christ Jesus. It got people in the church that love God with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul. They strive to be just like Jesus every day of their life. Sometimes they'll lean a little, but they come back. They snap back when they realize the Spirit of God teaches them. They snap right back. I know we run around sometimes and feel like we the best. But don't think of that. Think about Jesus, say he's a servant. I come to wash the apostles' feet. I come to the lowest level they can be. I'm washing these fellas' feet. And one of them say, Lord, we need to wash your feet. He said, no, suffer to be so. Anyway, this is in the will of the Father that I wash your feet. See, I'm not too high today to come down to your level. And not to interfere what you're doing, but to come down to your level and help you to get up to where I am.
Amen.
And I got to strive daily to get where I need to be, that you need to be with us. When Christ come back, he ain't going to take the preachers up first. Everybody that been saved going to be caught up together in the air with the Lord. That's according to the word of God now. We're going to be caught up together. And then we're going to be judged according to the word of God. And we need to keep that in mind all the time. And he went on to say, grace be unto you. God give us grace, unmerited favor with him. Then he bring peace when we receive him from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. They work together. They're teammates.
That's
Jesus and God as teammates. And he sent the third party back to us to keep us until he come back and receive us into himself. What is the third party, Smith? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. When he got back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit back. And what's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, Smith? The purpose of the Holy Spirit is I've been born again, and he going to keep me. He going to keep me. He anchored me and preserved me in his righteousness, his truth. And he going to keep you. You can't stay by yourself. You can't handle nothing by yourself. So he put the Spirit inside of us. And it's going to speak to us. And we give heed to the Spirit. It's going to keep us. That's what the Bible says. He going to keep us until we return back. How many is not thankful today for the power of the Holy Spirit? Who not thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit? Because without the Holy Spirit, y'all, I'm telling you, can't make it. You ain't strong enough to make it. Even though you get saved and don't have the Holy Spirit, you still wishy-washy. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in you to keep you. That's the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I know we say we get religious sometimes. I understand that. I come through all that, people being religious. But let me tell you, if you ain't anchored right, every wind of doctrine that come by is going to blow you down. Every wind. We got to be very careful with the word. Got to let the word be implanted in you. They're going to keep you. See, me knowing the word is a joy. Because when I come upon Satan, I can recognize him on the spot. And when I see him coming, I can discern what he's coming from. See, this is what the word does to open our understanding up. And say, grace is given to us, not because we're so worthy. And then when we accept grace, it brings peace in our life. And let me tell you something. I've seen preachers in the church fighting. Two preachers in the church fighting. And both of them said they had the Holy Ghost. I'm serious. So with these eyes I got now. I didn't have glasses on then. Preachers fighting in the church. And they say, you'll never, thank God, see me argue with anybody. I'm God's anointed. I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to try to be bigger than you. I'm going to try to come to your level and can let you walk with me. If you can't walk with me, there's something wrong with me. Because I'm supposed to be able to walk with anybody. Whether you save or whether you lost, I should be able to walk with you. Because Jesus said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. And when I come, I'm going to separate. Who am I to try to separate you? I got to give you what the word says. And let the word do its part. And we need to thank God for grace and mercy. We got to thank God for that. And that come only through Jesus Christ. If you hadn't been born again, you can't do none of this what I'm talking about. You got to be born again to do what I'm saying today. If you can't do that, then you ain't born again. I'm just telling you straight out.
Yes, sir.
I ain't cutting no corners. Straight out. You can't do that, you ain't been born again. The Bible said, blessed be God. Listen good now. I don't want you to misunderstand nothing. Blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. God has already blessed his church through Jesus Christ, have blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Listen, it be good. God is not a God of tangibilism. He's a God of the spirit. Those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Stay with the word and let the spirit give guidance and give utterance to you. Don't listen to that chin music now. I'm telling you. You'll be damned if you listen to that chin music. Listen to what the word says. Go on what the word says. And you're going to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I don't care how the winds of this life blow, it ain't going to hurt you. And when Jesus come back, he's going to bring you with him. That's what the word says. But you can't give in to the system. See, we got a system now we live in as right as it could be. And the saints of God got to stand firm and stand in the word of God. If you don't stand in the word of God, you're going to be taken in a flight with the devil. I always say this, maybe I'm a little cocky. I always say, if you think you're going to take my brain out of my head,
and put yours in there, you got to be crazy. Maybe I've been a little cocky all my life. I've been that way all my life. You can know all you want to know, but you ain't taking my brain out of my head. I look for a standard to live by. And when I found the holy word of God, I said, this is where I choose. This is the way I choose to be. And I ask God every day of my life, Lord, help me, guide me, instruct me in righteousness and truth. Don't let me fall. Help me to stand. I need to be an example to the people that I'm teaching. And see, all spiritual blessings come from above. They come from Jesus. Not what Dr. Clay say or Dr. Bob say. I don't pay no attention. I just listen at them on. They ain't doing nothing to me. But I go to the holy word of God and see what the word say. That's the only thing going to move me. I promise you. I'm too old for foolishness now. I surpassed that. Now, foolishness of this world, it ain't going to fool with me no more. I used to play ball and stuff, hook slide, jump up, and all that. Y'all, I can't do that no more, huh? Huh? And I ain't crazy enough to put myself out there and think I still do it. I got to have a sound mind now. I got to make sure God is speaking to me every day of my life in order that me survive. So we already blessed by God the Father in Jesus Christ. And say he blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He gave us the word to live by. The word is here for us to live by. If we don't live by the word, we're going to live by the devil word. And the devil is slick. Satan is slick. Y'all hear this for a moment. Satan's so slick and cunning and crafty that he'll half quote a scripture to you. And start leading you, and it sounds good, but it ain't good because it's half quoted. If you read the 90th number of Psalm, you'll see what I'm talking about. Don't listen at that foolishness. If it ain't word on word, line on line, precept by precept, don't listen at it. I'm telling you what I know. I've been in the storm. I've been where people brag on me and say, that's a good boy there. But over there in the corner, they cut my back. Yeah. I've been there. That's why I don't play no foolishness no more with people. You just right or you're wrong. And if you're wrong, I ain't going to damn you. I'm going to come to you and show you where you're wrong at. And that's the way God's church should be set up. We don't criticize in God's house. We build up in God's house. And it's done according as he has chosen us and him before the foundation of the earth. You know what? Before you ever was born, God had already made preservation for you to be saved, come back to the Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He already fixed that for you. You wasn't even here yet. He'd already fixed it up for you. And all you have to do is acknowledge that you're out of order, and he'll clean your slate again. All you can do is say, forgive me, Lord, I didn't know no better. And he'll clean, your slate is clean. And let me tell you something, y'all. We listen to all kind of pushes all the time. Let me tell you something. Satan can't unsave you. If you go back in the world, that means that you did that, not the devil. You the one did that. Ain't got nothing to do with the devil. He ain't nothing but an influencer. He come to you and whisper in your ear and try to throw you off base. But you ain't got to listen to him. Go to the word. Go back to the word and see what the word say. He that is in me is greater than he what? That's in the world. How in the world the devil going to overthrow God? We need to get that foolishness out of the church before the church be destroyed. He that's in you, that's Jesus, right? According to the Bible, Christ is living inside of us right now, today, this hour. He gave us the opportunity to serve him. And we was really saved. We hadn't confessed it yet before the foundation of this world. We was already saved. It's in God's heart.
Yeah, Lord.
To save us.
Yes, sir.
He said he wished that nobody be destroyed. And we run around here hollering about this ain't no good, that ain't no good. Don't do that. Not around me especially. Because I know what the word says. And you ain't eating damnation to yourself, just like the word, this is the communion.
That's right.
When you eat it unworthy, you eat damnation according to the Bible, to your own self. Many are sick among you, many die.
Right.
And the word gets true.
Huh. Yes, sir.
If you say, I got a cuff, need sewing on my pants, I'm going to give heed to what you say. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go check my cuff up. Mm-hmm. And if it's so, I'm going to get somebody to sew it for me.
That's right.
Because I want to be top of the line. I want to be when Jesus said, my beloved servant, whom I'm well pleased. That's what I want to hear. You can tell me every day, Smith, you're a good man. I don't tell me nothing about I'm a good man. I don't want to hear that foolishness. I already know who I am. God made me who I am. I didn't make myself. See, I had some bad days. Then I had some good days, too. And I thank God every day. For every day. Even though I go through stuff at times, I still thank the Lord. I still thank Him. I pray every day for this church. Ask God to let the people hear what the words say. And let them take heed to what the words say. And that make me shine. That make me shine. I ain't got to get up and say, I'm Dr. Lionel Smith, I'm Reverend Lionel. I ain't got to do that. My word going to speak for me. If my work don't speak for me, I'm not what I say I am. I'm being open to you. If my work ain't speaking, I ain't what I'm saying I am. And that's it. That's scripture. See, the Lord chose me before the foundation of this world to be what I am today. And He want me to walk without blame. Huh? Wherever ain't nobody perfect. I'm tired of hearing that foolishness. Ain't nobody perfect. Don't tell me nothing about nobody perfect. Strive to be.
Amen.
Strive to be perfect. The book say, be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. So what's wrong with you striving to be perfect? Put everything in your spirit to be perfect. Pray every day to God, help me to overcome the barriers which are set before me, cause me to stumble. Help me, Lord. And every time you call on Him and make Him feel good, you're glorifying Him. And He acknowledged you in all this. See, the Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Christ Jesus Himself, according to the good pleasure of God's will. God loved us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Jesus loved us so much, He don't even want us to make a mistake. And why, how we not make mistakes? He put His word out there for us to live by. Do you not know when Jesus come back, we going to be judged by what's written in this book? Did y'all know that? Not nobody else analyzing nothing, but what's written in this book. We going to be judged by that. And, well, Rabbi, I used to be an outlaw. How many of us hadn't been outlaw? But we had to go to Jesus.
That's right.
And tell Jesus to forgive us and clean us up.
Amen.
And make us whole that we can serve and worship Him and give Him the praise. I think that's what we fall short at sometimes. Mm-hmm. We don't individually, I ain't talking about a group praise. Individually, we don't praise God enough. Every time you walk, get out the door, you say, thank you, Lord. Every time you get out your car, you say, thank you, Lord. You ain't got to make no noise. You say it within your own being. Thank you, Lord. Every time you put your shoes on, thank you, Lord. That's what God wants from us. Then He wants you to walk upright. He wants you to walk upright. He don't want me to go back to Romans 10:2. He don't want that to condemn me. I got the zeal of God. Not according to knowledge. He don't want that around me. God don't want that around you either. He wants you to be strong in the power of His might. To walk upright with Him. Enos was under the old covenant. And the Bible says Enos walked with God every day. And the God come, He just took him because he didn't exist no more. God took him with Him. And according to this book and book of Revelation, Enos been set apart somewhere. I don't know where yet. Him and Elijah.
That's right.
Been set apart. They never died yet. But when they come back, they're going to die in the streets of Jerusalem not the United States.
That's right.
In the streets of Jerusalem, according to this book here. And for 3 days, you're going to stay lay dead.
Yes, sir.
Third day, they're going to get up, and nobody could face them because they too got all that God in them. They can't face God because, you know, God told Moses, Moses, you can't look on me. I'm too straight for you to look on me, Moses. What do I'm going to the cliff of the mountain. And while you go pass by, I'm going to pass by you, and you can look on the back part of me. That's the closest I can let you see. Because Moses was crying to God. God's been so good to Moses. Yeah. Delivered. Every time Moses called him, he delivered. And Moses said, Lord, I got to see you. You did everything I asked you to do. I need to see you. He said, you can't look on me. Even with the burning bush. He come in the form of a burning bush. Couldn't let Moses look on it. And when the bush was burned, it wasn't consumed. Moses did. I got to see this. A green bush ain't burning. It been burning all this time and ain't burning up yet. God letting himself be known to us, to his servant, to we that are carrying his word, the messages for him. He said to give God the praise of the glory of his grace. Lord, every day that you think you've been saved, you ought to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Grace, unmerited favor with God. You ain't did nothing to deserve what you getting. But God looked beyond our faults and see what we need, and he blessed us and gave us what we need. Now, in the church today, we got a lot of wants in the church. But God said he'll supply your every need. We need to take heed today. Wherein he has made us acceptable unto his beloved. It ain't nothing but I was smart. I know a lot. I got plenty of money. But I was accepted when I took on Christ and become a new creature in him. It ain't nothing I did to deserve this. But it's what his heart condition was that he don't want me lost. He don't want nobody in this building this morning lost. Nobody. That's his word. I stand on his word. He don't want nobody lost. But if you don't walk up right before him, the book tell me he going to take you unbelieving, those that hadn't confessed Christ, along with the devil who been predestinated to go to hell already, going to cast in the fire with them. That's what the book say. I don't want to go in the lake. I done caught too much hell on this earth from already to my going to hell. I can't go to no hell. I can't go. And I don't want you to go. That's why I'm teaching you what the words say. I don't want you to go. I want the word to catch hold of you and guide you and instruct you. That's why it's the straight and narrow way. See, everybody got all these ideas about church. Every church you go in, you got people in there got all kind of ideas, tell you how to do this and how to do that. No, only thing you got to do is accept Christ as Lord and Savior, and you're on board. Noah preached for 120 years. Y'all, come on. Come up. Oh, Noah crazy. It ain't never rained on this earth. And he building a boat two sides of two football fields, 30 feet high. Something wrong with his head. You know how we talk in regular language. Ain't never rained on earth. And he building a boat. You know how we talk about each other, huh? That nigga going crazy. But with God, we look foolish.
That's right.
The things that God does look foolish, but it's his holy and his precious will. He take the least among us and make us the greatest.
That's right.
When he came for the Jews, according to the Bible, Jews rejected him.
That's right.
He went to the Gentiles and saved the Gentiles, and the Jews got mad because God saved the Gentiles. Same thing in the church today. Same identical thing. So we ought to give God the praise which is deserving to him.
because he had accepted us into his body. His body. Do you not know it? We're coming to a close now. Do you not know this, that all life started in Africa? We always want to be like somebody else. Y'all, I studied this stuff. Look, you don't know the word. See all these pictures on the wall? I had them hung up there. All that's up from the Bible. Description, everything right there with it. These was people of color. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those boys, they're people of color, y'all. Do y'all not know that? But they had to receive God to go to heaven. You can be blue and reject God, you're going to hell. But if you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going to be with the Lord. We need to stop running from the truth. God made me a minister. He want me to tell the truth. He don't want me to take up for being and come against this brother here. Then I'm a hypocrite. He told me to love everybody. Care what their condition is, love them anyway. We find hard to do that. I don't. I used to be. I said, love who? He meant to put his hand on me. I'd show him something. He told me you got to love him, no line here. Care what he did to you, what he said about you, love him. And I can't fool God, play like I love you. My heart ain't saying what my mouth's saying.
That's right.
You gotta love him. In spite of. And see, we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. He died on Calvary for the remission of our sins. And the work, listen to this good. The work that Jesus did when he hung on the cross, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, it's finished.
What did you say?
All the work that I came to the earth to do is finished. And then he was taken up at the right hand of the Father. And then he commissioned us. Y'all listen to me, please. He commissioned us to go do the same work that he did. And I hear him in the church praying, say, Lord, go to the jailhouse. Go to the nursery home. Why are we telling God that he already commissioned us to go? We got to stand on the truth, y'all. All this hearsay stuff ain't going to get you nowhere. You got to go what the word say. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I know they don't like me, but I love them anyway. The Bible tell me, see, you can't stop me today. David, he wasn't even a preacher. Son was a preacher. See, I been young? Now I'm old. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken or God seek begging bread. God ain't gonna let you beg for no bread. He gonna fill your cup. He gonna run it over in the presence of your enemy. He gonna run your cup over with goodness and mercy, y'all. With goodness and mercy, he gonna run it over. In the riches of his grace, that's the top priority. That's his top priority. The riches of his grace, the cup all the way filled to the top of his heart. That's his grace. That's the riches of his grace. He don't wish that nobody be lost, but everybody come in tune together. That's why I always use one of the old covenant promises. The Canaanite people, that was us. That was us. It's in the Bible. That was us. The Canaanite people was cursed. Just Canaan, not Ham and Shem or none of them. Just Canaan was cursed. And what the curse was on Canaan, that you got to work for your other brothers. It ain't making me black. You was already black. You got to work for your brother. You got to work for your brother and stuff. You got to go work for him now. That's what the curse was. It's in the Bible. But we don't look for it because we're scared to say it in front of a fellow brother. We don't want him to talk about it. You talk about me all you want. You ain't hurt me. I know what I'm saying. And I ain't gonna argue with you. I already know it. I went through it many, many times. And God blessed me with to know that. I always studied why I'm going through so much hell. And I started researching. Started researching. And I looked for many books. But when I went to the Bible, I found out why I catch so much hell. I was in the church one time with people with different personalities. And we used to argue. That's when I started learning good sin. Who was right and who was wrong. We ain't go to the Bible. We're here. We're going on what should have been said. What ought to be. No, this is what it means here. You wrong. This is what it means. And my pastor, I thank God for him today. He's gone to glory with the Lord. He told me one word. Don't ever argue with God's word. Don't ever argue with God's word. If somebody want to say something, let them say it. But you stay tuned in with Jesus.
That's it.
If you stay tuned in with Jesus, you're going to always win.
Amen.
And I'm a winner, y'all.
Amen.
I'm a winner. I can't learn to lose. I'm too old for that now.
Amen.
I don't know everything, but I know some things. And I know this main thing, and that's Jesus. I know him. And I'm satisfied. The Bible says he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. My understanding, wisdom, whatever the words say, I got to keep reading the word. Watch this. If y'all had did this before, keep reading the word, keep reading the word, and it's going to pop open in you. The wisdom of the word is going to pop open. I ain't got to go run to nobody and say what this means. Just keep reading the word, keep praying on the word, keep meditating on the word, and it's going to pop open. If you're a child of God, it's going to pop open to you. And you're going to say, I've been reading this all my life, and the first time I ever understood it, that's because you didn't give up on God, and you didn't run to another creature, human being like you, but you went to God, and he opened your understanding up. That's the only way you're going to make it. That's the only way you're going to make it. I want the Lord to tell me that well done servant. Good. Say, you've been straight on a few things. I'm going to help you out now.
Yes,
I'm going to show you how to rule. I'm going to let you rule now over many things. And that's what it's all about, getting to where Christ wants us to be. And if we can do that, we're going to be all right with God. We're going to be all right, and we're going to live in peace. I'm telling y'all, I love y'all. But you got to come to the point where you don't make me mad. And I ain't talking about Lionel. You. Nobody in here going to make Lionel Smith mad. I've overcome them days. There was a day in life where I say, touch my shoulder. Touch my shoulder if you want. That's the kind of person I come from. But now I look and see stupidity now in the enemy. Why would the enemy want to attack? Because he wanted to destroy. The Bible says Satan come for three reasons, to kill, steal, and destroy. But he come that you may have life and have more abundantly. God wants us to be prosperous, y'all. He wants us to be prosperous, be in good health, stand good, stand tall, stand in him. And everything we do, we ought to acknowledge him. Whatever it is, acknowledge God, and he's going to direct us into the right path. And don't you ever let nobody tell you, Satan led you to something. You're a Christian, and talking about the devil led him to do that. Don't do that. Don't do it around me. Bless you. Satan can't lead you nowhere. He ain't your daddy. Jesus is your daddy. Whoever your daddy is, you give heed to your daddy. Jesus is your daddy. He's your father. Satan ain't your father. He can't tell you nothing. The Bible say, God tempt no man. That's all Satan do is tempt you. But God tempt no man. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer. We need you to stay with the word. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. And we are being saved by the word. Not what the pastor say, but by the word. We need to be saved. We need to commit ourselves to God. And tell the Lord, Lord, I'm out of order with you. I'm not saved. I want you to help me. I confess that I was a wrong-doing rascal. And I want you to forgive me and help me to be saved. And the Lord will come in and do it. It's not by your work or your boast or what you know. It's who you know. And that's Jesus. If you know Jesus, he'll come fix you up. And you'll be with him forever and ever and ever. And I thank God for that. Because many of us today, if we wouldn't have went to the Lord, we'd have been out in the world right now. We'd have been still coming to the church in the world. Smith, how you say that? I come to church a long time. I was still in the world. Long time I come. I was still in the world. I did worldly stuff. But when I met the crossroads of life, and Jesus brought me to my knees, and I was able to subject myself to him, and I thank him today, this very day, for what he done for me.
That's it right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just reward. Oh yeah.
Let me tell you why.